on another part of their body, you can actually distract them from the discomfort that that other part of their body is feeling. And as you're distracting them from the discomfort, let it not only be the physical touch distraction, but have some conversation with them bit by bit to get them to begin to release the resistance that is at the root of the discomfort. They've got an emotional discord going on. They have vibrational contradiction going on. And it is your words of soothing that will be as responsible for them coming into alignment as it is your physical touch. You're getting the sense of this? Now, going back to what you said right in the beginning, where at first you said it seemed that you took some of their pain on. Well, what that's about is when you're focused at the part of their body where the blockage is, and there's no blockage, but that's when you're focused upon that part of the body where the knot is, or where you can feel that the energy is not moving. Whenever you focus upon the problem, you are not a vibrational match to the solution. You want to see this body through the eyes of Source. In other words, you want to see it as it is over here, not as it is over here. So getting a sense of where they're going and vibrationally taking that on will cause an inspiration of the touch that will move them there. Where if you fixate on where they are, now you're amplifying what's wrong. You're actually part of the blockage, so to speak, and that's why it begins to backlash even into your physical experience, you see. So as you see yourself as someone who amplifies the allowing part of this, and then you take an easier, softer approach to it in terms of the action, and then you let them know, the dialogue that we would be having with them would be something such as, something's bothering you, eh? You got something going on that's got you all sort of knotted up. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, I can help you a bit with these physical knots, but there's some other sort of vibrational knots going on that you've got to resolve. And then you can begin to tell them your story of how you've learned to make peace. Tell them the story of the stream. In other words, people can hear it easily. Let them know that you can feel that life is calling them to something that for some reason they're not going. And say to them, I don't mean that I think you should go, but I think you should stop worrying about not going. In other words, just chill a little bit here. Tell them, your time with me on this table is a time of not worrying about other things. So do your best to not bring those other troubles here. And of course, I know, say to them, you can't stop all of your problems just because you're here. But at least we don't have to talk about them. We don't have to activate them. We can set them off onto the back burner a little bit while you come back into alignment. And once you've had some time with them on your table, 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 times, you can begin to help them to understand that this is not a physical alignment thing that's going on with them. It's a vibrational thing that's going on with them. Mm-hmm. Every time, no exceptions. Even if they got that way from a car crash, no exceptions. Mm. It's vibrational.
Your thoughts on bringing it to a worldwide scale, healthcare?
Bringing massage?
Yeah.
Energy alignment?
Yes.
We think it's inevitable, and we think it's necessary before any real recovery will ever be experienced. In other words, you are vibrational beings, and until you understand the nature of your vibration, you cannot be joyful and you cannot have wellness, not consistent. If you don't know, that's what we meant earlier when we said you have to find a way to quantify your journey. There are so many people who are sick in one way or another, wanting wellness, and they get turned in the direction of it, vibrationally speaking, and they're moving along, and then they stop and take score, and it turns them right back upstream. Mm. So it's like Phoenix, Yuma, Phoenix, Yuma, Phoenix, Yuma, Phoenix, Yuma. They never make it to San Diego because they keep turning around and going back. And the reason they can't quantify the journey is because they don't have a consistent guidance that lets them know when they are moving toward wellness and when they have got off course and they are moving away from it. People have to understand that their emotions are the key. The thing that's a little tricky about that, however, is that until you have shown yourself that you can choose a thought and that it will give you a feeling of relief, and then you do it again and you do it again and you do it again and you do it again, Sometimes people are confused about how they're feeling about different